We're back this morning on Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, joined today by Julia Oakley, who's the executive director over at Agape. And we're talking about Agape and everything you got going on, Julia. Thanks for joining me early this morning. And tell me a little bit more about Agape.
Yes. So Agape Haven of Abundance is a community-based nonprofit charity program located in the Edgerton Maplewood neighborhood, the northwest quadrant of the city of Rochester. We have been established as a nonprofit community-based program for 5 years. We were established in 2019 in the midst of COVID, actually. Yeah. And I would say due to COVID and the pandemic, it really compelled us to launch the project and the program in this area. And we're 5 years in, and we're seeing the impact and the progress the organization has made in this neighborhood.
And talk about the neighborhood itself, and a lot of Rochester residents maybe not aware of how vibrant the neighborhood is and how up and coming and exciting things are there. How is Agape contributing to that neighborhood in that area?
Yeah, so we're in off of Driving Park in the Lake Avenue Dewey area. So we're close to Maplewood Rose Garden. We're close to a Price Right. In this particular area, we have a high concentration of new Americans, right? Who, when they migrate to the U.S., they do concentrate in this area for residency. I would say 50% of our participant base are new Americans, families and youth who are trying to navigate this new world. And we were very strategic when we launched the program on what population we wanted to serve and providing them extra resources and support services to help them transition or make progress in life. So I would say, you know, being strategic in our planning and being strategic in our vision for delivering services, we, you know, one identified what was the major need for the area. So unfortunately, the Edgerton Maplewood neighborhood is one of the highest distressed neighborhoods in the city of Rochester. But I think the beauty of where we are is that we are among individuals who want to change. They want to do better. They want to make better choices. So having services as, you know, what we offer, our youth empowerment program, our workforce development program. We also have a component where families are able to meet with a social worker and a school psychologist to gain, you know, additional support, you know, whether it's mental health support or support for navigating through any family, you know, crisis or family dynamic issues. We do have that program on hand where participants are able to engage with a professional expert in social-emotional support. So I think the beauty of what we offer is significant for the needs that are located and identified in this specific area.
A lot of needs, but if you're familiar with the area like I am, also so much opportunity too, and that's the beauty of it. And especially when you talk about the youth empowerment program, and I know you're serving those 6 to 18 year old, that range, which there's a lot of them in the area. What are you doing through that program, and how have you seen that begin to change the neighborhood as those kids get older?
Yeah. So through our youth empowerment program, we do believe the it's important to collaborate with other community partners and other vendors and even educational institutions to help develop and strengthen the work that we're doing. So currently we do have a few partnerships with the University of Rochester, Rochester Institute of Technology, Cornell Cooperative Extension. So these programs partner with us and they push in to provide activities, educational enrichment opportunities, just learning enrichment for our youth to help them, right? To give them resources, to give them information, to empower them to make better choices and to also encourage them to use their voice, right? They do have an important part to play in the change that we're hoping to see in the community, and giving them the tools and the education to help them develop their skills and their characteristics, they will be able to be a positive contributor to the change that we're hoping to see in society.
And as we approach the summertime and what an important time of development for kids who are maybe off from school but have opportunities to through your summer programs too. Could you talk a little bit about what you're doing with the youth this summer?
So we offer our 8-week long summer program, which is free to the community. All of our programs are free to the community, thanks to our sponsors and our grant funders. So any activity we provide the community, there's no charge, there's no membership fee. And I believe that is one of the assets for our programs when we're thinking about really supporting the needs and really bridging the gaps and breaking down barriers. Over the summertime, when kids are unsupervised, we provide supervised structured activities for our youth for 8 weeks. We have them from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. We also provide free transportation for those who do not have transportation. So we were very strategic in our vision, right? Just trying to identify what gaps and what barriers contribute to some of the negative outcomes we see in the city. And being able to implement those services in our program. So a typical day for our summer program, kids will arrive at the center. They will be greeted by either a youth coach or a summer camp leader. We do have our social worker on hand during the summer. So if there are any, behavior interventions, she's there to observe them, identify them, and intervene at the moment. So they will come, get free breakfast in the morning. Depending on what program provider will be scheduled for that day, they would probably meet with them, facilitate activities for 45 minutes. We usually take our kids out, on field trips so we can go to the beach and do a beach cleanup. We try to find ways how we can enjoy our community and also be positive contributors. So we sometimes have beach cleanup days during the summertime. So they'll clean up. After they clean up, they get to enjoy the beach, right? Or we'll have a picnic at the beach. One of our community partners, Rochester Ecology Partners, he takes us on different tours or different exploration trips through different parks, Highland Park, Mendon Park, and just really learning the science of the ecology of nature. So a lot of our focus is nature-based learning. We have a community garden where our kids are able to engage with the garden. They plant the seeds, they cultivate the garden, and then they always harvest the products. So I believe we have a very well-rounded, holistic program where needs are being met, children are being challenged, and they're also gaining enough insight and information so they can be productive citizens in society.
Julia Oakley is the executive director over at Agape Haven of Abundance, doing so much good work for the community. And you can learn more all about it. We don't even have time to cover all the programs that you are doing over there, but agapehavenofabundance.org is where you can learn more and also step up and contribute too. Julia, I ask this to all the nonprofits that we have on here on our program, Rochester Speaks, because I think it's fascinating and so admirable what you do as an executive director in definitely an underserved neighborhood in an area, and there are careers that might be more financially lucrative or certainly less stressful, maybe less work. My wife is a teacher, so dealing with children, I understand, can be very, very much a challenge. So why do you do what you do? What is the most rewarding part of this?
I believe the most rewarding part is knowing that every day you have the ability and the opportunity and the possibility to help change the trajectory of someone's life or outcome. And sometimes it's just shining a little glimpse of light so people can believe that there is hope, right, for a better life or a better outcome in life. And sometimes it's just being there, like being there, being open, and being able to expose them to new information and new resources that they would not have tapped into on their own.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you mentioned too, there's a lot of growth going on right now with Agape. Could you talk a little bit about what the future holds and how excited you are for that?
Very excited. So currently, the facility that we're operating out of, we have outgrown that space. So we, with a lot of planning and just, evaluating what we have been doing and how best we can serve the community, we have come to the conclusion that we need to expand our space. And fortunately, we have been awarded funding from the state to potentially develop an expansion project so we can increase our numbers, increase our programming, and provide better structured support for the community.
That's great. And as a community, maybe we don't live in that area. Maybe we live in the suburbs or in a different part of the city. How can we get involved with Agape through either volunteering or financially partnering?
So there's many opportunities to volunteer, and we actually welcome and solicit volunteers. We provide programming all throughout the year. So every day, our doors are open. We provide program throughout the school year. During the day, we have our day program where we look for additional professional support to come in to assist with our work-based learning program. So, you know, if you're a retired teacher or a retired educator or retired healthcare worker, we welcome your support to be a mentor, to just, you know, if you want to provide like a workshop or a presentation to meet with our families. So in any means possible, if you have the gift or the additional resources, we also take used furniture. If you have flower pots that you're trying to get out your garage, we could use that. So we're open to any type of support, volunteer support, monetary support, and you know, in all capacity.
AgapeHavenOfAbundance.org is where you can go for that. Now, where could you go if, say, what really resonated, what you just said, is some of those used items that people can drop off? Where can they go to drop those off?
So our location is at 289 Driving Park Avenue, Rochester, New York, 14613. So if there's any large items that can be donated, you can drop it off at our location. Or we do have a social media platform. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You can also contact us via those methods or visit our website. There's a contact form, www.agapehavenofabundance.org, or call 585-434-0109 to schedule an appointment to come visit our location or offer hands of support.
That's agapehavenofabundance.org, again, that phone number if you'd like to call and set up an opportunity to take a look at what you have going on Driving Park, and a vibrant area that I know is a lot of children, a lot of opportunity there, and what you're doing there is just awesome to help facilitate the growth of the area. Julia Oakley is the executive director over at Agape. Thank you so much, Julia, both for joining me this morning, and even more importantly, for all the great work you're doing.
Thank you for having me.